'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks. You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. The American Freedom Party, the group sponsoring this radio show, has been for 3 years, and we can sure use your help in financing this show. I want to make it a self-financing show so that the people who listen to it pay for it and keep it alive a long time that way. Now, here's how you can do it. Send in a cash, check, money order, contribution, put it in an envelope, put my name on it, James Kelso, send it to my P.O. Box, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, abbreviated MN, 56721. And I'll get that. That's at a little tiny post office, just an easy walking distance away from where I'm speaking to you now. P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. And just make that out. And you can make checks out and so on. Make it out too, James Kelso. And let's keep this show running for the entirety of the Trump presidency. The campaign, the convention begins tomorrow. And I'm trying to find a really reliable schedule for what's going to happen at the convention. And I can't find it. If a caller can see one online, let me know what you see. But boy, is this going to be exciting. Let's go to some of the callers now. It's the moment is upon us. You know, this is what we've been waiting for. Remember, it was on this show that we were defying any doubters or, you know, naysayers saying Trump's going to go there. He's going to win. He's going to make it. He's going to smack down these other 16 candidates. People saying impossible. Can't happen. It's happening. It has happened. And here we are. We're at the convention. And Trump has just made his latest brilliant move, his choice of Mike Pence. Let's go to some callers. Let me find you here, callers. Let's go to Laura in Michigan.
Hi, James. I just wanted to tell you, you were cleaning up a couple of mistakes. I made a mistake on your show a couple weeks ago.
Okay, go ahead.
I had said, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I had said that Pocahontas had said that she admired Mother Teresa and Mao. Actually, it was Anita Dunn, who's the White House communications director.
Okay.
I didn't make a mistake on that.
Okay, but what's your comment now? So we got that clarified. What's your comment?
My comment is, if I was running a convention, here's what I would do. I would have all the losers, Bob Dole, Songbird McCain, and Mitt Romney, and probably Jeb Bush, because he wasted the most money losing in a primary. I'd put them all in a box that looks like a hockey penalty box and put jerseys on them with how many millions of dollars they wasted to lose.
Well, yeah, $150 million in the case of Jeb Bush. It's mind-boggling. Donald Trump hasn't even come close to that number yet. And I believe he has said, correct me, listeners, if you have better memories, I believe Donald Trump has said that he has spent $55 million of his own money, and he's written that off. He's not loaning it to himself and then getting repaid later, which is what other politicians do when they finance their own campaigns. They repay themselves. They call it a loan. Trump is not doing that. He has said specifically, I'm writing this money off. It's really his gift to America. It's his gift to all of us. And that's unprecedented. I don't know of any other figure in American history that I can recall doing such a thing. He can't come up with the $1 billion needed for a full campaign or something on that order. No one can be asked to do that. So he is going to raise money. He is raising it now. You'll see there's a contribution button at DonaldJTrump.com. He says he raised $55 million in July, and it's only going to get better. And, of course, he does need to do that. We don't need our champion trying to prove that you can beat Hillary Clinton with your hands tied behind your back. Let's just beat her. We don't need, and not just Hillary Clinton, of course, beat the commies and the rats who have infested our country. Beat them with everything we've got. Raise money, do it all. Don't try to show that, you know, Donald Trump, he likes to come in ahead of schedule and under budget. He's so proud of that. It's instinctive for him. So he's trying to come in ahead of schedule and under budget on the political campaign. But hey, you know, we love you, Donald. You don't have to be under budget. You don't have to be ahead of schedule. Just on November 8th, no matter how much you have to spend, win. That's what we want you to do. And that's another thing that's instinctive for him, is winning. So he's got it. He doesn't need my advice. He doesn't need, you know, he knows all the stuff we're talking about. But Laura, thank you very much.
Well, I'm totally thrilled with Pence. You know, and think about all the pressure Donald had from Fox, from Sean Hannity, and yes, O'Reilly. He had all that pressure. They wanted Newt Gingrich so bad. And
Sean Hannity.
Said,
yeah, Laura, get this. Bill O'Reilly was just pumping Newt Gingrich. I mean, he couldn't. Every time he went on the air, Bill O'Reilly was saying, Newt, you know, you're going to be it. I think you're going to be it, Newt. I think you're the choice. And then Sean Hannity, and I don't have that much respect at all for Bill O'Reilly, but Sean Hannity, I think he's halfway good. But Sean Hannity even loaned his personal jet to Newt Gingrich to fly him to Indianapolis on an emergency basis when Donald Trump got sort of stranded there, when he had a flat tire in his Boeing 757. And so he's making the decision in Indianapolis. He wasn't expecting to make the decision for his VP there. So Sean flies Newt to Indianapolis so that Newt could go running off the plane, probably, to go get on his knees and beg Donald Trump to make him the VP. It didn't work. Oh, thank goodness.
What it tells me is Donald Trump does not fold under pressure. He can resist any pressure.
Yeah, you've got it, Laura. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next caller. Thank you. Let's go to Randy in Texas.
Hello?
Yeah, Randy, you're on the air.
I just wanted to give you some information on the shooter that was killed in Baton Rouge.
Yes?
His name was Gavin Eugene Long from Kansas City, black male, former Marine. And there's pushing a narrative on MSNBC that he was a sovereign citizen.
Okay. And how about the identity of the police who were shot, the race of the police who were shot?
Well, one of them was a black man, Officer Montrell Jackson. He's got a picture of him on Facebook with looks like about a 9-month-old son. So, you know, this wasn't, you know, it wasn't just kill Whitey. It was apparently just kill police.
Okay. And if he was, in fact, you know, since I have no information, I'm not qualified to comment. But I can see a situation where if there were a black shooter who wanted to kill white police, if he gets into a shootout with police and they're all shooting at him, he's going to shoot whoever's shooting, and black or white.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Let's see whether we find out when we find out more about Gavin Eugene Long and anybody else that was involved, whether this was just like the Dallas shooting, a race-based kill whitey event, just like the Muhammad, whatever his name was, on the Promenade des Anglais in Nice. His goal was to kill Whitey. He did. Apparently, he ran down some Muslim woman, but that wasn't his goal. His goal was to run over women, children, white folks, in this white country, France, that he hates and he wants to destroy.
Well, and, it's got me that someone who moves to a country takes advantage of all the good things that's in the country, then turns against it.
Well, you know, yes, it is remarkable, Randy, but, you know, that's the nature of hate. These people hate us, and they're not necessarily acting in their own actual rational self-interest.
Well, it's like Donald Trump said, you know, with the snake. Hey,
yes.
You know, it's their nature.
It's their
nature. They're
going to
kill you no matter what.
That's right. And he did that snake story. He read that snake story over and over again. Folks, that was a story about a woman, a kindly woman who helped a snake save the snake's life. And then the snake, when he was safe, looked at the woman and bit her with a fatal bite. And she said, "You've killed me. Why did you do this?" And he said, "Well, woman, you know, when you picked me up to save me, why didn't you notice I'm a snake? And that's what snakes do." And
that's for sure.
Yep.
Anyway, you have a good evening.
Well, Randy, do you have any other comment you wanted to make?
Not really.
Okay. Well, thank you, Randy, so much. You know, for being from that great Texas Republic there, which
thank you. I was lucky enough to be born here.
Oh yeah, I loved it. There's this great joke that people it's a line. It's not a joke, really. It's just true. The people who weren't born in Texas. That a thing that you'll hear them say in Texas is, let's see, what's the line? I'm going to mess it up, Randy.
I got there as soon as I could.
I got there as soon as I could. Yeah,
I've got a brother-in-law who was former Berlin SWAT. He's here now working as a police officer. He's an American citizen now and proudly Texan.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, thank you so much.
All right, you have a good one.
You too. Bye. And the let's see here. I'm getting a message here from the Skype. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm looking at the different messages I'm getting here. Our call-in number, folks, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And lines just opened up there when Randy got off and others. So you've got open lines to call in. Let's look at the Republican convention tomorrow. And I'm looking for a specific schedule. I'm not finding it. Kind of amazed. I'm thinking that a big schedule would be published and be out there. I'm not seeing it. So let me look. I'll tell you what we do have. Cleveland prepares for protests at Republican National Convention. This is a New York Times article. Crowds of protesters are expected to pack the streets of downtown Cleveland on Sunday. Oh, today! Just as Republicans are arriving for Monday's kickoff of the Republican National Convention. Okay, so we'll be hearing about that through later today. Let's look. I'm looking for the schedule. Here are some of the people scheduled to speak. It doesn't tell us when they're going to speak, but I'll list names that are interesting to you and to me. Let's see here. Governor Mike Huckabee is going to speak. Remember, the Bushes, not speaking. Romney, not speaking. Too good to be true. Melania Trump will be speaking. Donald Trump mentioned that his wife would speak. That's going to be wonderful. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, who was considered as a VP choice. She will be speaking. I believe she's a lieutenant colonel, a retired lieutenant colonel. Let's see here. Looking for people. Senator Jeff Sessions will speak. Don't want to miss that one. Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. He was being considered as a VP choice. Now, who put retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn on the speaker's list? One guess. Donald Trump did. Donald Trump likes him, was considering him for VP, and he put him on the speaker's list. So Donald Trump is controlling this speaker's list. That choice right there answers that question for me. Who else do we see here that's going to be interesting to us? Dr. Ben Carson, who has given a ringing endorsement of Donald Trump and is out on the campaign trail beating the bushes for Donald Trump, Dr. Ben Carson. Let's see here. Ted Cruz is going to speak at Donald Trump's invitation. Isn't that a master of the art of the deal, showing his stuff? He invited Ted Cruz to speak. Newt Gingrich is going to speak. Okay, we'll hold our noses for that. And Eric Trump going to speak. Wonderful. Bringing the family in. Harold Hamm will speak. Harold Hamm is a very familiar name here in North Dakota. He is the biggest investor in the North Dakota oil play, as they say, the Bakken oil field. Harold Hamm is a billionaire with billions invested in North Dakota's oil boom. Let's see, and a good friend of Donald Trump. Let's find some other people. Governor Rick Scott is going to speak. Chairman Reince Priebus will speak. Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's daughter, will speak. Attorney General Pam Bondi, you remember her from this show. We played audio of Pam Bondi. She's the Attorney General of Florida and a strong and early Trump supporter. Ah, great. Jerry Falwell Jr. will be addressing the convention. Yippee. Wow. Chris Cox. Yippee. NRA. Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox are the two heads of the NRA. Tiffany Trump. Ah, that's the Donald Trump's younger daughter who just graduated from the Wharton School of Finance in Philadelphia, the same school from which Donald Trump graduated. One of the, if not the hardest school in the world to get into, and the undisputed number one business school on planet Earth. Governor Chris Christie will be speaking. Donald Trump Jr. will be speaking. This is great. So pretty interesting. I'd like to see what sort of entertainment is going to be there, what bands. Sarah Palin, I don't see Sarah Palin on the list here yet. So this is clearly a working list. I mean, this is amazing. The day before the convention, it's not publicized more fully. It may be me. It may be that I'm simply not seeing I'm looking for an official website where an official calendar is posted. Can any caller help me out with this? I feel I'm embarrassed. As soon as we get off the air, that's all I'm going to do is try to find that official. There must be something official. And this is all that's going to be on the media tomorrow. Okay. I hope somebody out there in the audience will help me. I hope you're frantically looking on your screens to find the good link. Let's go to this good polling information. And this polling will not reflect, I think, the very positive public reaction that you're going to see to Mike Pence. So this polling information is going to get even better when people meet Mike Pence. But here is some good news. A key state is Iowa. And Trump struggled in Iowa. That was, of course, the first primary state. Trump didn't win it. He came in second to Ted Cruz. Trump's first victory was in New Hampshire, first of 37 victories. I'll come back with that. There's some great polling information out of Iowa and also out of Kansas right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Here we go, folks. Headed into the last half hour of our third hour here on the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. This is live. Your calls are welcome at 800-313-9443. Let me cue this up before I lose it. This is a clip that has not yet aired. This is a clip that will be aired tonight on 60 Minutes. It's an interview done by Leslie Stahl with about half an inch of makeup on. Interviewing Donald Trump and Mike Pence. I think this might be their first interview together. This might be their launch as a team. Just, let's see how they do. I'm hearing it for the first time, but this is set to air tonight on 60 Minutes. So here she is interviewing Trump and Pence. Here they go.
Spinning apart. Are you ready for this world that we are facing today?
We're both ready. I have no doubt. We need toughness. We need strength. Obama's weak. Hillary's weak. And part of it is that, a big part of it. We need law and order. We need strong borders. We have people coming to our country who can't be vetted properly. They don't have paperwork. They don't have anything. We don't even know where they come from.
The larger issue here is declining American power in the world. I truly do believe that history teaches that weakness arouses evil. And whether it be the horrific attack in France, the inspired attacks here in the United States, the instability in Turkey that led to a coup, I think that is all a result of a foreign policy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama that has led from behind and that has sent an inexact, unclear message about American resolve.
Let's talk about what happened in Nice. Horrendous carnage. Horrible. Of innocence.
Horrible.
Horrible. You said you would declare war against ISIS. What exactly do
it
you
is
have
war.
In mind?
By the way, it is war.
No, but does that, when you say declare war, do you want to send American troops in there? Is that what you mean?
Look, we have people that hate us. We have people that want to wipe us out. We have people that, if given the chance, will try to wipe us out. And as you know, and as everyone knows, I was against the war in Iraq. I was totally against it because I said it would destabilize the Middle East. And it has. That's exactly what's happened. It was a very bad decision. The way President Obama got us out of that war was a disaster.
Do you want to get us back in there?
No, I want to win. I want to win. Let me explain.
Declare war.
We're going to declare war against ISIS. We have to wipe out ISIS. These are people that
with troops on the ground.
I am going to have very few troops on the ground. We are going to have unbelievable intelligence, which we need, which right now we don't have. We don't have the people over there. We are going to
you want to send Americans?
Excuse me. And we're going to have surrounding states and, very importantly, get NATO involved because we support NATO far more than we should, frankly, because you have a lot of countries that aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we have to wipe out ISIS. And speaking of Turkey, Turkey is an ally. Turkey can do it by themselves, but they have to be incentivized. For whatever reason, they're not. So we have no choice. Hillary Clinton invented ISIS with her stupid policies. She is responsible for ISIS. She led Barack Obama, because I don't think he knew anything. I think he relied on her. As Bernie Sanders said, her judgment is so bad. She's got bad judgment. She's got bad instincts.
There you go, folks. That's a clip that will air tonight on, X this out, turn the volume down on that. But that you heard a little bit of Mike Pence, mostly Donald Trump, and you heard Donald Trump not letting Leslie Stahl lead him around by the nose. I love it. That's a preview, and we already know this about Donald Trump. He is not going to be manipulated or played with by the media. He just talked right over Leslie Stahl when she tried to steer him down a dead end or tried to take him off his points. Donald Trump just plowed right over her, and there was nothing she could do. This is Donald Trump, and so there you go. That's today, and that's a debut for Donald Trump and Mike Pence together as a team. In this audio that I played for you, in the video, they're sitting side by side, being interviewed by Leslie Stahl. We got a little break here, and we'll be back with your calls at 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Well, that's us, folks. We're all white folks looking for a place to do our thing. And that's, by the way, that's one of the insights of the American Freedom Party, is that a race of people actually does need a place to do their thing. If you don't have a place, you don't have much. I was trying to remember a poem that Sam Dixon recited at an American Renaissance conference, and I was trying to remember the name of the author, the poet, and it's going to come back to me in just a second here. But the point of the poem was, it was I should find it and read it. You have to have a place. That's all we want, is a place to call our own, just a place for us. Everybody needs that. And I'm going to remain. I remembered his first name was Patrick. I believe it's Collum. Patrick Collum is the name of the poet, C-O-L-L-U-M. Patrick is P-A-D-R-A-I-G or P-A-D-R-A-I-C. And Everybody has to have a place. This myth of a multicultural, multiracial country where it's just a big block party. Every race is there. And they're all just having a good time and it all works out is BS, to use the French term for it. It's baloney. It is impossible. It has never happened in the history of the universe. There is no record anywhere, one time, for even any short period of a multiracial nation working, being harmonious, being successful, or a place that you'd want to live. There's never been an instance of this. So why do liberals and the Moonbeams, like Governor Moonbeam of California, why do they think that something that's never happened will happen by magic? It won't. On the other hand, there are thousands of examples of multiracial societies that turned into hells, fell apart, degenerated into warfare, and disintegrated culturally and every other way. And everybody suffered. It's homogeneous nations, like Patrick Collum's Ireland, that work, that where people can actually live. And so the that's what Merle Haggard's singing about there. We want to, we're looking for a place to do our thing. You have to have a place. That's the point. You must have a place for your people to live. And that's all we want. That's all our people have ever wanted. Let's go to, there's an interview here I'm going to play for you. Mike Pence interviewing with Sean Hannity. But let's go first to Becky in Idaho. Becky, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I have a question for you, James.
Yes.
Do you believe that ISIS is created by the United States, by the CIA, by Israel, MI6, et cetera, the bad guys?
Very good question. I don't know enough to answer that question as if, you know, I don't, I can give you my belief is that the people in ISIS, the people like that truck driver in Nice, they already hate us. They don't need any help from the U.S. government. They don't need any coaching or organizing by the U.S. government. They're already motivated. Now, hang on. I'm going to finish the answer, though. Now,
sure. I'm just clearing my throat. Sorry.
I apologize. There are people. I apologize, Becky. I'm so excited by what's going on. I'm on the edge of my chair. There are bad people in this country and in our government for sure, and probably in every agency. And I think, by the way, I think there are good people and bad people in every agency, CIA, FBI. I think there's a war going on inside of every agency. There were probably a lot of FBI, top people in the FBI who did not like what James Comey did in letting Hillary off the hook. And I'll bet you there were some fist fights inside of FBI offices. And ashtrays were being thrown around. Well, I guess they can't smoke, but whatever, bookends were being thrown around. So are there bad people who are using ISIS and helping it from our side, or you know, from with Western money, with American money? Yes, I think so. Yes.
Okay. Well, I like the yes. At least you ended with a yes. And I just listened to your the interview, the partial thing that's going to be played tonight, and he says we have to go after and win this thing and knock him out. He's going to go after him, our guys are doing it, and it's so confusing. I won't even try and explain it to you, but you maybe want to check it out. And do you have an email? I have a very brief article I'd like to send you.
Yeah, my email address is 24.
Is it on RBN?
It's not on RBN.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Did you get my phone number?
Yes.
Call me. Because I don't want to, you know, take everybody's time up. But call me, and
okay.
I'll give you
all right.
All that information.
What is your time? Like, what time is it where you are right now?
I'm Central Time, so it's 4:39.
Oh, so I'm 2:39. Okay, 2 hours difference. My sister is going to be home. I know she missed hearing this, and I'm calling on her behalf. So wouldn't it be good to call you this evening around 8?
That would be great.
Would it be?
Yeah. And folks, folks out there in the audience, any time is good to call me.
We will give it a shot.
Yeah, don't be shy. I love this show. I love doing it, and I feel this is service to all you good folks out there who are the Trump phenomenon. You are the Trump revolution.
Yeah. So if you hadn't, do you have an email? I'd love to shoot this over to you. It's do you know Chuck Baldwin, or have you heard of
Chuck
Baldwin?
Yes, I do.
I have it in my hands here. Well, it's right over there on the table. I can't reach it. But I'd like to forward it to you. Is it possible to do that?
Yes, you can. Just call me. Just call me, and I'll give you email addresses and everything else. Mailing addresses, everything you want.
Super. Okay. Thanks, James.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Let's go to Karen in Maryland. Karen, you're on the air.
Hi there. Okay, I have a question for you. I don't expect that you have considered this much, but I'll go ahead and ask you anyway. Are you aware, well, I'll just tell you what it is. Have you taken a look at the process, whether or not it concerns you? Have you taken a look at the process for the Democrat Party nomination? Because it's on a website called Dem Rules, D-E-M-R-U-L-Z. You know, it's an org, it's a com, it's whatever it is. But there's a spot on there called there's a special spot on there for the convention, and then you scroll down. There's a bunch of documents on there, but you scroll down to the convention call, and on Article 6, and also in Article 8C, the letter C, like Charles 6, 8C6, it lays out basically. The nomination process.
Karen, you got to get to your point.
Oh, no, I'm just wondering if anybody has looked at that to determine who is eligible.
Oh, come on, Karen, that can't be your question. Now, come on, ask us a good question.
I'm sorry, you don't think that's a good question. I guess I'm wondering whether anybody has looked at that and decided whether this is a question mark or whether it's been decided.
Karen, what's your point, that Hillary's not going to be the nominee?
Well, that's not what I called to discuss. What I asked is if anybody had taken a look at that to see who was eligible.
Eligible to do what?
Oh, my. Okay, well, you don't seem to be open to this, so I thought I would...
Karen, I'm a pretty smart guy, but you have to ask me a question in a declarative sentence, and I can give you a good answer, but you haven't asked a question.
Okay, well then, okay.
All you asked me is if I've looked at a particular website, and I know I haven't, but that's not interesting.
Well then, okay. So that's your answer to that. So I guess I'm.
Well, let me ask you this, Karen. I don't want to be insulting to you, and I apologize for making fun of your question. If I may ask you this, how do you feel about Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, I'm content with that. My concern right now is not that 100%. I mean, I just, I think that in PA cannot be ignored.
Karen, if you had had your druthers, who would you like to be president right now among all the people who've run in this election campaign?
Well, I didn't call to discuss that. I'm not pushing. I just want to make it clear I'm not pushing for anybody on the.
But come on, Karen, this is life or death. This is the most crucial election you'll ever face in your life. The more will be decided about your future and your children's and your grandchildren's.
I guess it's fair to say that you're not paying attention to, are you not paying attention at all to what's going on in PA?
Oh, come on. Again, it's just silly.
Okay. Well, no.
I'm in North Dakota, Karen. So,
okay.
No, I'm not really up on.
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about the Philadelphia Convention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to start Monday, the next Monday, the 25th,
mm-hmm.
And what we can presume there, Bernie Sanders bowed out. He said he was going to go all the way to the convention. He didn't. So somebody got to Bernie. Somebody, Somebody made an offer to Bernie Sanders that he couldn't refuse because he didn't do what he said he was going to do.
Okay.
He promised to all of his thousands of volunteers.
Well, the same thing could be said about Jim Webb.
Well, okay, we're talking about Bernie Sanders.
I understand.
Jim Webb didn't seriously challenge anybody. Mm. So Bernie Sanders is bowing out, and he's already said Hillary's the nominee. So the Democratic convention is going to be a love fest for Hillary Clinton, And the only problem will be the Bernie Sanders supporters who are not necessarily listening to Bernie as to what they're supposed to do. So there may be some Bernie supporters in the convention who are maybe now and then we'll hear a boo or a little bit of a murmur from the crowd not supporting Hillary Clinton. So there may be some interesting surprises there, but it looks like it will be a love fest for Hillary Clinton. It will be boring. We will hear the usual Democratic platitudes. It'll be hard to watch. I'll tell you this. The public audience, the ratings for the Republican convention will be at least double the ratings for the Democratic convention. I'll put that bet right. I'll bet a dollar to a donut. It'll be double because people are going to want to see Donald Trump. They're going to want to see the Republican convention. They're bored to death with Hillary Clinton. So that'll be one measure of how things are going, Karen. But Karen,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, I'll continue to listen. Thank you very much. Good show. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Karen. Boy, you know, folks, I don't mean to sound insulting to callers. I don't know. I've caught myself doing it a little bit. Feel free, as listeners, to chew me out and say, come on, Kelso, you know, you could have been more polite to that lady. She's probably a good listener and a good patriot. But mea culpa. I apologize for all in the past, and I apologize for all in the future when I'm a little bit rude to you as callers. As I say, anybody out there who's a patriot, I'll just say, for all of you, I love you. And boy, that's the last thing we need to do. That's my message is we do not need to argue with each other, and we do not need to insult each other. We need to be a team and be a family. I was going to go to some recent polls, and we never got to them. So let's turn to them now. See if I can bring them up here on my screen. And here's some good stuff. Let me hit refresh on my screen here. Maybe there's some even new polls that haven't even come in yet. Earlier. Here's one. Iowa. Even the CBS News poll, which is a horrible poll, shows Trump ahead of Clinton in Iowa, which is an important state. I think it's a swing state. Trump 40, Clinton 39, Gary Johnson 3, and Jill Stein of the Green Party 2. Okay, that's a good one. Here's another good poll. In Kansas, I have to find it with my eyes here. Now, here's what's interesting about this poll. This is the KCN News Survey USA poll. This is a state, local, not mainstream media, big media poll. This is a smaller poll. And that makes me want to trust it. That makes me feel these might be actual honest people in Kansas conducting this poll, not some liars out of the Washington Post. And sure enough, let's look at this poll. Kansas, Trump versus Clinton versus Johnson. Get ready for this encouraging number. Donald Trump leads Hillary Clinton by 11 percentage points in Kansas in that three-way matchup. Trump 47, Clinton 36, Johnson 8. And I think that's the way the election's going to go. I think that the support for Trump is greater than the mainstream polls are showing. I think that the polls for some decades now have been manipulated. I think we have been manipulated by the mainstream media, including the polls, which are part of the mainstream media. I don't think these are honest organizations, these polling organizations, with, you know, there are exceptions. I think there are college polls and various other polls that are probably honest. I think Rasmussen seems to be honest. But like the CBS poll, the Wall Street Journal poll, New York Times, they look terrible. Here's another one that's, let's talk about that Rasmussen poll for a moment. Every Thursday, they're bringing out a poll on the general election. And this last Thursday, July 14th, the Rasmussen poll, the latest poll, came out. And this is the best performance Donald Trump has had to date. I think when we report on this coming Thursday, it should be even better. Remind me if I forget to report it. The Rasmussen poll for last Thursday, Trump 44, Clinton 33, Trump by 7 points nationally. That is encouraging. This is, Trump doesn't need to win the general election vote to win the presidency. He needs to win in the Electoral College. He's winning absolutely in the Rasmussen poll. We got a break coming up here, and then one more segment, one more section. We could get what we could squeeze in one more phone call if you want to call. We'll see you after this break.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, folks, we're back with our last segment. I'm going to have to rush through this. I finally found what I've been looking for, and it's just partial. The New York Times itself is having a hard time finding what the Republican convention schedule is going to be. But here's what they said. The New York Times says we obtained a partial list of speakers. Here's what we can expect tomorrow. Jamil Shah, whose son was killed by an undocumented immigrant and who supports stronger border control. That's Donald Trump's work, folks, guaranteed. Trump's wife, Melania, will speak. and Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa. So all of those tomorrow. Also Rudy Giuliani and Senator Tom Cotton. The next day, Tuesday, July 19th, Dana White, the president of Ultimate Fighting Championship. Now that's Donald Trump's work. So UFC, a UFC, that's new. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Let's see, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn will be on Tuesday. Tiffany Trump, Trump's youngest daughter. Donald Trump Jr. and Governor Scott Walker will be all on July 19th. Then on July 20th, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, big Trump supporter. Eileen Collins, a retired astronaut. Senator Ted Cruz on Wednesday. Eric Trump. And Vice Presidential nominee Mike Pence. Then July 21st, we'll have Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump. And RNC Chairman Reince Priebus. So, my goodness, that's there you go. There's some idea what to expect. Let's see here. They're writing, the New York Times is writing a little of that. But anyway, there's a kind of a skeleton outline of a schedule that I think they're probably still putting in place now. They're improvising and scrambling. We're just about out of time. I want to thank everybody. This has been a three-hour show. Live, we'll see you again tomorrow night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we will have an awful lot to talk about. Are there going to be any white violent people in Cleveland tomorrow? We'll know tomorrow. Will the Donald Trump supporting party outside, how strong will that be? And we'll have Melania's speech. Unless she speaks later than our show. No, she won't. So we'll have Melania's speech to cover and Joni Ernst tomorrow and Jamil Shah, whose son was killed by an undocumented immigrant. Donald Trump's made reference to this man and his son and to others, the war against us that's being waged by these invaders to our country. So we'll have all of that to cover tomorrow night. So I look forward to seeing you then. I want to thank everybody that called in and apologize to anybody we missed or were not able to put on the air. And we'll have, I anticipate that Paul Fromm will be back with us tomorrow night. We'll have George on Tuesday night. So stay tuned for all of that. And thank you very much. I enjoy being able to end a show without having to scramble because I just heard the music. See you all again tomorrow night. So long for now.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, New Mana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.